Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. I'm going to let you in on a little secret of live radio. No matter how much preparation goes into a show, things rarely go as planned. Sometimes conversations go long. Sometimes things get squished. And during last week's previews for spring music releases, we ended up leaving some tracks on the floor. So we decided to get the rest of his picks. So we brought back Charlie Harding, co-host of the podcast, Switched on Pop, and co-author of the book of the same name. Charlie, thank you for coming back.
Allison, I'm happy to be here.
So we've got music from three really prolific songwriters, singer-songwriters. Yes. Let's start with Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney 3 Imagined came out on April 16th. So this is a remix of McCartney 3, his most recent album in 2020. So what makes this special as opposed to Paul McCartney possibly having to contractually fill some obligation to make another record?
Yeah, this is part of a lineage of Paul doing records completely on his own. Famously, after the Beatles broke up, he put out McCartney 1, and then he later put out 2. We now have 3, and they're kind of a songwriting master making basically a bedroom pop record. He's recording everything on his own, playing every single instrument. And here we get a remix of that album with some of the best songwriters of today. And so the song that I really love here is Find My Way featuring Beck, because you get that Paul McCartney, but you also get these hand drums and synths that are very much in the Beck world. It's an awesome collaboration.
Well, let's take a listen to it. This is called Find My Way, Paul McCartney featuring Beck.
Well, I can find my way. I know my left from right, because we never close. I'm open day and night.
Charlie, you convinced me. Also on this record are St. Vincent, Anderson .Paak, Phoebe Bridgers. What does it sound like with someone like Paul McCartney up against super modern performers?
Well, I think it just works because obviously he is an influence to all of these people, to all of us. And what I love about Paul is he's just never afraid to stay contemporary, to play with modern sounds, and this record feels like it fits in 2021. It just happens to be by Paul McCartney.
Let's talk about Julia Michaels. Everybody knows Paul McCartney's work and his sound. You also know Julia Michaels' work, even if you don't know, you know it. She's a hardworking songwriter. Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, Britney Spears, Ed Sheeran have all sang her songs. But she's carving out space for herself as a solo artist. What makes her sought after as a songwriter?
Well, if Paul McCartney is my favorite songwriter of the 20th century, I think Julia Michaels might be my favorite of the 21st century. She has this polish to every song that she writes. She has these really clever lyrics that use totally casual language, but has just the right amount of detailed minutiae that gives you these narratives that are always kind of on the edge of polite conversation. Like, she has this wonderful line in her song All of Your Exes, where she says, "I wish I could be blissfully unaware of the history in your couch and who your songs all used to be about." I love her rhyme schemes, blissfully, history, and the what might have happened on the sofa that I'm sitting on. It's all very scandalous and brilliant songwriting.
Let's take a listen to that track, All Your Exes, from Julia Michaels.
I know where you've been, what you've done. Who you loved is a part of who you are. But that maturity ship sails when I hold you in my arms. There's a spot on your chest just for me. It's personally addressed. And anyone there before me should be a criminal offense. When your friends tell stories about 2017, I know there's parts that they leave out to be considerate of me. Wish I could be blissfully unaware of where you used to put your mouth and who you write your songs about. I wanna live in a world where all your exes are dead. I wanna kill all the memories that you save in your head. Be the only girl that's ever been in your bed. I wanna live in a world where all your exes are dead. I wanna live in a world where there's no exes at
all. Ooh, I like that when the beat dropped.
Total flip up. That lyric, there's a spot on your chest just for me. It's personally addressed. Oh, love it.
My guest is Charlie Hard and co-host of Switched on Pop. We're talking about some new music to be excited for. By the way, that Julia Michaels album comes out at the end of April. All right, let's go to another singer-songwriter, also prolific. Taylor Swift has re-released her 2008 album Fearless, which she first released when she was 18. She's now 31. It's the first of six albums she'll be remaking because
she is reclaiming the rights, well, of a certain way, to her masters, which were sold, you know, without her consent. And so she has decided, well, if somebody owns all of my masters, I'm just going to make a better master.
Why is that such a big deal?
Well, it's a really big deal because there's an ongoing long history of so many musicians who have been, let's say, you know, not so nicely included in the contracts to own the masters of their recordings, which means they don't necessarily partake in the royalties of those things or get to choose where they might end up. You know, I don't know if I want to be part of that ad campaign. And so this is her really sort of asserting her place back into her music. And I think it's great for all of us because the recordings are better than the original. They both somehow sound more live, but also more polished. They're just really lovely. And I think a lot of it has to do with her recording engineer, Laura Fisk, who just brings a clarity to this record. So I've picked out Love Story, one of my favorite old Taylor Swift songs. And it just has all the maturity that you want, but all of still that youthfulness of the teenage love song.
Secret Swiftie. Had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
This is Taylor Swift Love Story. Before I let you go, there are two other albums you had on your list that we don't have confirmed dates. Travis Scott's Utopia is supposed to come out. Rosalia's album R3, I believe, is supposed to come out. You picked actually a song that Travis Scott is featured on Rosalie's latest single, TKN. What's special about this track?
Well, it's a collaboration between two of the biggest stars, crossing over Travis Scott's Houston-style hip-hop sound with Rosalia, who, though this is sort of a reggaeton track, she's famous for bringing flamenco into pop music. And it really just shows that Spanish language music has gone worldwide. This song charted in Spain, Switzerland, New Zealand, Portugal, and the U.S. It's just been everywhere. And it's a collaboration between two artists who were so large in terms of their cultural impact in the last few years, from both artists. I'm really eager to see how they're going to follow it up.
Charlie Harding is the co-host of Switched on Pop. Charlie, thanks once again for filling out this music review preview, and we'll go out on Rosalia's latest single, TKN. Thanks, Charlie.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Allison.
Cosa de familia no la tienes que escuchar. Lo capo con lo capo y yo soy la mamá. Los secretos solo con quien puedas confiar. Más te vale no romper la muerta. Hay niveles para todo en esta vía. No jodas con personas desconocidas. Ni un amigo ni...